Well, good morning again, brothers and sisters. I am doing this again today. I think I've got a plan to do this every day, at least that I'm working, which would be Monday through Thursday. And we may have an elder or two fill in on Fridays and Saturdays. So we're still trying to figure all of that out. But the hope, again, is just for us to spend some time interacting in the Word together and praying together and hopefully to draw mutual encouragement from these times. You know, no, nothing, I was listening to a podcast yesterday, nothing replaces the face-to-face meeting. You know, one of the pastors I was listening to said, you know, there are just so many unintentional graces that God works when we meet together. And so even when I preach and when Kevin sings on Sunday morning, you know, it's not going to be the same. And so I just pray that the Lord will still feed your soul, but that will also just create longing in your heart to be back together with the body again. A couple of announcements before I read what I'm going to read this morning. First of all, normally we would have prayer hour in about an hour and a half. I'm still going to do that. I'm still going to put together a list of prayer prompts, and I will post that in the TGP Wardville group. And I would just love for you to be creative about that. So if both parents are home and you've got kids, maybe do it while they're napping, or send one into the bedroom while the other one watches the kids for 30 minutes and plays with them, and then switch, or maybe do the full hour this week and a different hour next week. Whatever it is, you know, however it needs to happen. Like, this is a good time to pursue the Lord in prayer. We're going to dedicate today in that prayer hour specifically to praying for the COVID-19 outbreak, that God would curb that and slow it down, and that He would work in our families and in our country. So I'm going to put together that, like, as soon as I get off of here, I'm going to put that together. Yes, Derek Guidry, I just saw him comment and lock the kids out of the house. That's a great idea. Let them play outside, preferably in the road if possible. No, that's obviously just kidding. And then the second thing is I posted a giving announcement. Yes, to answer KB's question, there are a number of ways that you can give, including PayPal. I posted a link there. It takes you straight to that. And then there's also, you know, I mail a check from our bank every week anyway. It just saves me the checks and it saves me the postage. So I mail a check, sorry, every month. And so you can do that. Like, there are ways that you can continue to give, and we would encourage you to continue doing that. Okay, so my Bible's out. I'm going to read Psalm 90 today. You know, it's interesting how, you know, virus outbreaks like this that we don't foresee happening, they will often change our plans that we've made. And so, you know, for us, soccer season was canceled and our church is not meeting for a number of weeks. And it's basically brought life to a halt. And so I'm going to do a little bit maybe in James tomorrow. We're going to read about that a little bit more. But also, you know, one of the things that that times like this will do and should do for us is it should cause us, you know, not to put our hope and our trust in the numbers, like the fact that 80% of people don't even have symptoms or don't have you know, really serious symptoms. That's not our hope. That's not to be our hope. Our hope is firmly in the Lord. And, you know, rather than filling all of our time up with trying to read the news and get as many updates as possible, maybe what's best for us is actually to sit before the Lord and to think about, you know, the fact that we are mortal, that we are not, like, these bodies are not eternal. Our souls are everlasting. They'll never die, but our bodies will die. And we need Jesus to resurrect our bodies and to change them before we become immortal and we become like Him. And so, you know, times like this are really good for that. And one of the verses that we're going to read speaks directly to that. So I'm going to go ahead and just jump in. I know that I've been talking a little longer than I want to. So Psalm 90 says a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Sorry, just pause, think about that. Moses is the one who led the people of Israel. So he lived his first 40 years in Egypt. He spent his next 40 years in Midian, and then he spent the last 40 years leading the people of Israel around through somewhere that wasn't their home. So it's interesting that he would say, you know, Lord, you have been our dwelling place, because Moses never had an actual place to dwell. He was moving around in tents for the last 40 years of his life. So, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. And so, again, we place our hope and our trust in him who is from everlasting and who lives to everlasting. You return man to dust and say, return, O children of man, for 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night. You sweep them away as with a flood. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers. For we are brought to an end by your anger, and by your wrath we are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. Who considers the power of your anger and your wrath according to the fear of you? So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, and for as many years as we have seen evil. Let your work be shown to your servants, and your glorious power to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. One of the things I would encourage all of us to do is I would never, ever make the assertion that coronavirus is a result of, like, individual people's sins. So if you get it, I'm not ready to say to anyone, this is because you did this. If you hadn't done this, you wouldn't have coronavirus. However, when things like this happen, it can be a really good opportunity for us to take stock of our hearts and the condition of our hearts before the Lord. And it can be a cause of repentance. Anytime we suffer, we don't just look for all of the sins so that we can get out from under the suffering, but suffering is discipline for us. And so that's how God intends it to be in the lives of his children. And therefore, you know, things like this ought to cause us to take stock of our condition before the Lord, of our heart before him. And then he says, you know, their span is but toil and trouble. And that's in verse 10. You know, we're feeling right now the brokenness of the world and its need of ultimate final redemption, and that we can say with Moses, yes, like, we see toil and trouble at work and at play in our society right now. You know, he says, this is really the verse that I wanted to focus on. Teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. So, we talked about on Sunday, the beginning of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord, and one way also that Moses says, you know, we can gain a heart of wisdom is to number our days, is to think about mortality. It will chasten our hearts, and it will make us wise before him to know, to remind ourselves that we are not eternal, that we will die, that we will not live forever in these bodies, and that's a result of sin in the world. And so Psalm 90 verse 12 says, teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. And so let, you know, rather than, again, filling your time with constantly searching for updates or just scrolling on your phone, I would invite you to spend time praying before the Lord, asking him to help you number your days and think about the fact that you are not forever, that you will die and I will die, and that we would be right before him, and that we would praise him, that Christ will never die again and death is no longer master over him. And then in verse 15, I just this reminds me of heaven. It says, make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us and for as many years as we have seen evil. And the reality is that after this life is over, we will be glad for many more days than we have seen affliction, and we will see glory and joy and beauty and wonder for many more days than we have seen evil in this world. And so just hope in that, hope that that was purchased for you by Christ, like that hope. And so let's pray for just a couple of minutes. Let's pray the words of this psalm. Our Father in heaven, I thank you that you are from everlasting to everlasting, that you are God, and that you are a strong tower, that you are a refuge, that you, God, are our dwelling place. Even as we live in the same house for decades and decades, and we live in the same town for years, or even as we move from place to place, God, you are our dwelling place. And Lord, we know that one day we will dwell with you for all eternity, and we look forward, especially in a time like this, when we see toil and trouble, and we see the brokenness of the world, and we see the need of ultimate final redemption. We see creation groaning for its redemption. God, when we see this taking place, Lord, we pray that we would take hope and heart in you as our dwelling place forever. God, I do pray that you would teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. God, I pray that you would satisfy your people this morning with your steadfast love. God, I pray that they would know the steadfast love of the Lord, the love of the Lord that never stops, that never gives up, that doesn't break, it's always and forever. It does not let your children go. I pray that you would encourage their hearts with that steadfast love. God, I pray that we would take stock of our lives, that we would consider where our lives are falling short of your standards, and that we would confess and repent, that we would trust the goodness of Christ, and that we would live and reappropriate your grace to our lives, and that we would walk in that, that we would walk in confident assurance of our salvation and of our ultimate redemption that is on the way. So Lord Jesus, I pray that you would deal mercifully with your servants and help us this day. God, take care of our people who are scattered around the city. Please protect especially the vulnerable in our community. And I pray, Lord, that you would work to preserve human lives and turn faces to yourself in repentance and faith in Christ. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hey, y'all have a great day. Love you.